From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. In Chengdu, China, I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. When I was in Chengdu a month ago, I met a 23-year-old college senior named Fan Jiachen as he was looking for his first job. I was working on a story about young people facing the pressures of a competitive job market. When I talked with Fan Jiachen today, it was at one of the countless tent villages that have sprung up all over Chengdu. The radio gave the latest earthquake news over a loudspeaker. People gathered around tables drinking tea. Fan Jiachen has been living in this tent encampment since the earthquake hit, along with his mother and father. When it rains, the three of them sleep in a car, a tiny Fiat Sienna. If it's not raining, his parents sleep outside in an orange tent he bought for them.
But I always stay in the car because the tent is just used for two people.
He paid a wildly inflated price for the tent, but he shrugs. What can you do? Fan Jiachen's hometown is Shifang, very close to the epicenter. After the earthquake, he kept calling his parents over and over, but the lines were jammed. He couldn't get through.
All my heart, all my thoughts going to them.
So he drove to Shifang to find them. There they were, drinking tea outside, safe but shaken. So he's brought them here to Chengdu. They feel like foreigners here, he says.
They miss their friends.
But he figures they will never go back to Shifang. Back in April, I talked with Fan Jiachen about what it's like to be graduating from college and trying to find a job. The young people coming out of universities in China are entering an economy that's booming, but they're also facing a lot more competition. China has pushed for more and more universities, producing more and more educated job seekers. About 5.5 million Chinese young people will graduate from college this year. That's more than five times the number from 2001. Fan Jiachen is one of them.
My name is Fan Jiachen. I'm going to graduate from CIC Shu in July 2008.
Last month, Fan Jiachen read from the cover letter he was sending to prospective employers. He's an English major at Sichuan International Studies University in Chengdu.
As every person knows, no pains, no gains. And I assure you that my abilities of speaking, listening, reading, and writing are perfect.
Fan Jiachen is slight, with a spiky brush cut and rimless glasses. He goes by the English name Jerry because he loves the wily cartoon mouse.
I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Best wishes.
Fan Jiachen brought this letter and his resume to a job fair in downtown Chengdu.
I want to get a good job here.
And how do you feel going in today? What's your mood?
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited.
Inside, the hallways were packed with young people, crowded around 50 or so booths. There was a life insurance company, headhunting firm, an ad agency, Sichuan Airlines. There were a lot of jobs available in IT, but not too many options that Fan Jiachen thought were a good match for an English major. Also, many of the employers were looking to hire women, not men. And with some jobs, there was another hurdle, a height requirement.
They need the people about 175 centimeters tall, but I'm not.
How tall are you?
I'm 172 centimeters, yeah.
So you couldn't get that job, you're off by 3 centimeters.
Yeah, I cannot.
Fan Jiachen did find one possibility. An educational software company was looking for a project coordinator.
So you just gave this young woman your resume? She's looking through it right now. And if they're interested, they'll give you a call.
Yeah, if they are not interested, they are not giving me a call.
So that's a possibility here.
Yeah, a possibility.
We'll come back to the job fair in a minute. But first, a little more about Fan Jiachen's background. His mom left school at age 12. His dad never graduated from high school. Sending Fan Jiachen to college costs them about $1,500 a semester, a burden for them, he says.
I am under great pressure now. You know, if I cannot find a good job, I'm sure they will be very disappointed about me, and I will too.
He says, I feel like I should be able to find a good job. I've studied English for 10 years, but the competition is tough. There are more and more college graduates, but not that many jobs available. I'm definitely worried. And here's a troubling number for him to consider. 1 in 5 Chinese university students who graduated last year hadn't found a job by year's end.
Do you talk with your parents about how difficult it may be to find a job?
No. No. I will not talk to them because that will make them worry about me.
That would make them worry about you.
Yeah, I do not want to make them like that.
Fan Jiachen knows he's graduating from a middling university, not an elite school. He doesn't have the strong computer skills or scientific training that many employers are looking for. So he said he can't be too choosy. A decent salary? About $200 a month. He'd settle for less. But he does dream of more, of finding the perfect job. His parents' expectations are not nearly so lofty. After all, when they were young, there was widespread famine during Mao's Great Leap Forward. They told him stories about people having to eat mud. So the perfect job, to them, that's a luxury.
My parents just want me to find a normal, a very stable job.
In college, Fan Jiachen has studied oral English, translation, also Marxism, the theory of Deng Xiaoping and Mao Zedong. None of that communist theory was helping him get a job. When he left the job fair, he had handed out just one resume.
So, Fan, you're leaving the job fair. How do you feel about what happened here today?
Yeah, I feel a little disappointed about this job hunting because there are many jobs are not connected with my major, so I feel disappointed.
Well, Fan Jiachen, we wish you the best of luck as you continue to look for a job.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, since that interview in April, Fan Jiachen had some luck. On May 5th, 1 week before the earthquake, he started work as an office assistant at the Metro English Company in Chengdu. It offers private language instruction to children and adults. It's not his dream job. The pay is just okay. But he says the earthquake has changed his perspective on what's really important.
Through the earthquake, I thought even a person is very successful. But if he loses his family, he will be alone all his life.
Fan Jiachen's parents are looking for an apartment in Chengdu. The three of them will live there together. Nearly all of his salary will go to cover the rent. Now it's his turn to support his parents.
Fan Jiachen, it's great to see you again. Thanks so much.
I'm glad to see you again. Thank you.